Baby, can we talk? Something's been bothering me. No, it's nothing you've done. Oh, well, not exactly. You are wonderful. When we're together, I feel safe. I feel cared for, respected, loved. I'm so happy with you. The problem, and it's not necessarily a problem, but the concern I have, the issue is, okay, let me start over. This might sound strange, but it really bothers me that there's no proof that you love me, no physical evidence. If you stripped me naked and looked at every part of me, the skin of my throat, the creases of my elbow, the cheeks of my ass, the spaces between my toes, you would never find something that showed we are connected. I was thinking about this the other day while appreciating the bruises you gave me. They had started such a lovely purple, but they were turning pink, and I knew that soon they would be gone. And that's when I thought, bruises fade. I want scars. So that's what this is about. I want you to cut me, to mark me permanently, to brand on my skin the proof that I am yours, so that anyone who looked could see beyond all doubt that I belong to you. I know that's more intense than anything we've done before. I understand if you're not ready for it, but it's something that I had to tell you. You will do it. Oh, could we? Right now? Yes, of course. We can lay a clean sheet on the bed to catch the blood. Okay, there. I think face down is best, so you have all of my back to work with. While I strip and get ready, would you boil one of the knives from the kitchen? The new one? That's really sharp. Yeah, thank you. It's ready. Perfect. Here, I lie down. Will you tie my arms and my legs down? I don't want to squirm too much. Oh, good. Wow. I can't believe this is really happening. No, I want this. I need this. I trust you. Show me the knife, please. Could you just start with a small cut? Just a few inches? So I can get used to it? Yes. Could you trace it on my back with your finger before? Yes. Yes, that feels right. I am ready. Are you ready? Okay. Go on. No, that was perfect. Just wait a bit. Wait a moment. Just wait. Okay. Again. Twice as long this time. That hurts. No. I love it. I don't want to stop. I need more. Could you do two near each other on the other side of my back? Yeah, I'm ready. Just fuck. Yes, I'm getting excited. No, don't touch me there. Don't touch me. I just want to feel the blade right now. And your hands on my back, too. Please, could you rub my neck a little? That's nice. Yeah, keep doing that. I was worried, actually, that you wouldn't like it, but you do, don't you? Yeah, I can feel your eagerness, your anticipation. Yeah, that's how I feel too. Yeah. Just, don't enjoy it too much, alright? I don't think that we can do this very often. Okay. I'm ready for more. I want a longer one this time, with a curve at the end. Could you trace it for me on my skin? Longer than that. Yes, that's what I want. I'll be okay, really. More like a curve, like a U. Yes, like that. Okay. Okay, I'm ready. My hand, hold my hand, hold my hand, please. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm okay. What does it feel like? I wouldn't know how to describe it. You want me to try? Okay. I'm not going to disobey when you're holding that knife. So first is the fear. I trust you. I trust you completely, but there is fear when I sense you standing behind me, above me, holding the knife. I can't help it. I know what you could do to me if you want it. No, it's good. It's thrilling. When I feel the blade rest on my skin, the fear elevates to anticipation. The moment before the cut, my entire being is focused on that angle point, just waiting for that first movement when the blade bites into me. And when the pain comes, it's a relief, a release. All that tension given form and just let go. I mean, it fucking hurts, but I want it to hurt. And I know that it's a gift from you. It will create a mark that connects us forever. It's like there's something beautiful inside me, underneath that skin, and this is the only way to let it out. As long as it's you holding the knife. It has to be you. After you make the cut and the pain starts to fade, all I feel is that beauty radiating out of me. You see it too. I'm so glad. Okay, ready to start again. Now, I want a lot of small cuts along my shoulders, like rain, like a storm. Yes, like that, exactly. I'm ready. That felt like you were cutting music into me. That was wonderful. Okay, now, I want to ask you something more, please. I want you to make some cuts on your own. Whatever you want. Yes, these are your scars. I'm happy to wear whatever you want to give me. Can you tell me what it is? Oh, you want to give me your name? Maybe that's a bit long. Yeah, your initial, of course. Of course. I would be honored to wear them on my skin. Right behind my shoulder blade should be fine. Yes. I'm ready. The second one. Just one more, please. Yes, the last one. I want it on my face, please. I need a scar that somewhere everyone can see. Just a small cut on my cheek. Oh! It feels different when I can see the knife. Yes. Put the tip just there. Right against my skin. Please press deep for this one. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, that was the last one. Oh, fuck. I'm exhausted. Whoa. I'm tingling all over. No, no, of course not. You did nothing wrong. You're wonderful. I wanted it. I wanted it so much, and you did so well. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much. Please, could you start a shower for me? I want to wash off that blood now. Yeah, thank you. I'm just going to rest here a bit longer. I can't wait to see the scars fill in. Thank you.